From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish government has detained thousands of people, mostly from the armed services, in the wake of Friday's failed military coup that left 300 dead, hundreds more wounded. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed a U.S.-based Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, of orchestrating that coup attempt. Gulen has denied any involvement. The attempted coup and the apparent crackdown in Turkey by Mr. Erdogan's government will top the agenda at today's meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. Federica Mogherini is the EU Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Chief.
We have been the first ones to say that in that tragic night that the democratic and legitimate institutions needed to be protected. Today we will say together with the ministers that this obviously doesn't mean that the rule of law and the system of checks and balances in the country does not count. On the contrary, needs to be protected for the sake of the country itself. So we will send a strong message on that.
Meanwhile, thousands of people attended funerals Sunday in Istanbul and Ankara for those killed. Turkey also Sunday reopened its airspace to military aircraft, allowing the U.S.-led coalition to resume air operations against Islamic State militants. Prime Minister of Libya's unity government has appealed for that elusive unity in the embattled North African country. French press agency reporting that Fayez al-Sarraj spoke a day after a UN-hosted meeting on creating a unified army. UN brokered a power-sharing agreement last year to form a government of national accord, but the Sarraj government is still trying to assert its authority. This is VOA News.